Trade Promotion Authority is in the spotlight this week after President Obama made it a priority in his State of the Union speech last week.
We should level the playing field. That's why I'm asking both parties to give me Trade Promotion Authority to protect American workers with strong new trade deals from Asia to Europe that aren't just free, but are also fair. It's the right thing to do.
In the Republican response to the State of the Union address, Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa agreed with the president about increasing trade opportunities.
Let's tear down trade barriers in places like Europe and the Pacific. Let's sell more of what we make and grow in America over there so we can boost manufacturing wages and jobs right here at home.
While many Republicans and Democrats seem to agree on TPA, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack expects it will still be a fight in Congress to get it passed.
Where you have people who are very, very progressive and very, very conservative opposing trade, and then you have the folks in the middle who understand that 11 million jobs are connected to trade. Agriculture is certainly positively impacted by exports. And so it's the question of whether or not that moderate middle can control the day in terms of votes, but not basically having this trade discussion be dictated and dominated by the extremes of either political party.
A number of agricultural organizations are urging Congress to grant the president TPA for good reason, says Vilsack.
The reality is that trade currently today positively impacts the bottom line for 300,000 small businesses and companies around the United States, and it helps to employ over 11 million people. Certainly in the ag economy, with record exports in the last 5 or 6 years, certainly supporting nearly a million jobs and stabilizing farm income, very, very critically important. In fact, exports are critically important to farm income when you recognize that they represent 30% of gross sales of agricultural products, and that's just about the same amount as the net farm income number, 30%.
Every president since Franklin Roosevelt has had trade promotion authority, sometimes called fast-track authority, which allows trade negotiators working on agreements to work out deals that can only be voted up or down by Congress. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.